Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, and thank you so much for being with us today, and I hope that you all had a wonderful and joyous and merry and happy and healthy holiday season. This is such a special time of the year because we're talking about giving and the art of giving, and we're talking about the magic of the holiday and the magic of the new year, and nowhere is that, you know, more evident than with who we're talking about today. So it's really brilliant. And so I just, it's the most special, special, special time of the year. And we're so excited about guests that we have coming on in the new year as well. We're kicking off the new year with Dave Phillipson from CEO Space. And CEO Space is actually an organization in which I am a member. And CEO Space is cooperative collaboration. And so instead of it being about doing business yourself and how much can I gain and how much can I achieve and how much can I sort of hoard in a way, it's a way in which people help each other become successful, help each other achieve their goals, help each other attain the highest, highest, highest pinnacles of success. And so if you are a president, if you are a CEO, if you are a CIO, if you are the head of a company or a corporation, very often people don't go to you because they won't say you should try something this way or this is not working. And so here the very first thing they'll say is, you know, what do you do and how can I help you? And so if you were the head or the president of a major multi-million dollar company and you were looking for ways to even launch that hire, this is the way to do it. And if you were a small businessman looking to become a multi-million dollar company, this is the way to do it. We're also going to talk about green energy. We're going to talk about UFO, new science, technology, and space. So we have so many, many, many wonderful guests. But today is one of the most special guests that we've ever had. Today we have Hermia Nelson on. And Hermia Nelson, we talk about unlimited life and how do you live an unlimited life. And I cannot think of a single person that epitomizes an unlimited life more than this woman here. She is hugely successful at all that she has done, and she is hugely giving and caring and sharing, and she has been able to help other people achieve that unlimited life. She is the creator of PartnershipLove.com, which we will talk about today, a website that just launched for Christmas. And I'm so excited, and I'm excited for everybody to join this website and make sure that you really have the love that you're looking for in the new year. She is the co-founder of Compassion Happens. I just love saying that, Compassion Happens, Inc. She is a Dame of Honor from the Orthodox Order of St. John of Jerusalem, Russian Grand Priory. And I know that you've talked, you know, we've talked so often over the past couple months of what an honor it was for myself to become a dame, and the fact that I've met somebody else who is a kindred spirit and who has done this incredible work just makes my heart swell with pride. And she was the executive producer for Indelible Films. So Hermia is a successful entrepreneur, executive coach, and she is a humanitarian. In January 2013, she was knighted by the Order of St. John for all of her humanitarian endeavors. She was born and bred in Hong Kong. She achieved $1 million direct sale in 18 months at the age of 19. Let me say that again. She achieved $1 million direct sale in 18 months at the age of 19. As the top sales and trainer of the Renaware Distributors, PTE, LTD, in Hong Kong, she started her very first real estate investment at the age of 20 in Hong Kong. Upon leaving home for New York City at the very height of her career, she was a personal financial consultant with Standard Chartered Bank in 1989. In the past 10 years, just 10 years, she has founded and managed two real estate development companies specializing in historic brownstone restorations in Harlem. She is a certified passion test facilitator as part of her coaching practice. And for those of you that listen to those shows, you know we have the passion test people coming on in January to the Hourglass Bride Show. And I love the passion test, teaching people to live their passions and dreams. And so she is a facilitator and can help you do that. She has dedicated many years to humanitarian work, and she has been a board member at the Chelsea Pierce Scholarship Fund for 13 years. She is the co-founder of Compassion Happens. I just love saying Compassion Happens. She is also an executive producer of the inspirational film Indelible. She holds a BA in economics from Columbia University and an MBA in management from Fordham Business School. She is a graduate of PAC's Mastery in Leadership and also of their partnerships work. She is a charismatic leader with sharp business skills. She's got a quick intellect, which I know, and a passion to support the people on the projects to which she is devoted. She has helped more companies than anybody I know. She has given her time, her funds, her wisdom, her knowledge to help make other people's dreams come true. She's really exceptional. She's a skilled coach and mentor. Hermia excels at bringing people quickly into full awareness of the issues that are holding them back. So she can get you, as we talk about an unlimited life, to the other side of that wall, that barrier, that hurdle. How do you get to the other side and live that unlimited life that you're dreaming of? She has the unique ability to challenge people verbally while supporting them emotionally. She's done it for me. And she gives people space to be open and honest with themselves in a coaching or any kind of mentoring situation. This very same skill, along with her high emotional intelligence, makes her an effective manager of all kinds of people and all kinds of international projects. She can be counted on, and she understands truly how to produce remarkable results. Her business skills were developed in graduate school, but she honed them in the real world in senior management and advisory positions in a number of companies, and she is very committed to entrepreneurs and into the conscious business movement. So she walks her talk, she lives her life with the same values and work she brings into the business world, and she has just launched this remarkable website on Christmas, and we are very honored and grateful and excited to bring to you today's guest, Hermia Nelson. Hermia, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for having me. It's awesome to be here. How are you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing so great. So we talk about on this show leading an unlimited life.
Yes.
And when I'm looking at your bio, and you and I have had this conversation just recently, and I know that we have this conversation on the Hourglass Bride Show all the time, but can people have it all? Can you be a successful business person? Can you have a relationship? Can you find time to help people and give to charities and give to your community? And can you really, is it true, can you lead an unlimited life?
Yes. I have to say definitely yes. However, the way that people think they can have everything at the same time, it may be harder and stretch yourself a little bit thinner that way. If we can manage our expectations, you know, I talk about, you know, the ideal woman, the ideal person within us always have this judge and jury and criticism, right? So we have to get something done this way and this way only. Over the years, with all the ventures, the activities and passion that I had developed over time, one thing I learned is really let myself off the hook at times. Doesn't mean I'm not accountable, doesn't mean I'm not responsible for my action and my deeds and how I treat people and teach people how to treat me. It's really about having compassion and understanding of how people interact with me and how I interact with people in a given time and day. I remember my Angelou said, you know, when you know better, you do better. And that has been my, you know, motto for my life. Is I'm a learner. I learn in a given situation, and I might do something differently today than yesterday because I have a new piece of information. And that's why I love radio show like yours and how you live your life. It's just inspiring for me and for your community to know there are people out there. Life is not easy at times. It's challenging. It's upsetting. But yet, my choice to how to handle those life upsets and curveballs in life is really mine and only. You know, so letting myself off the hook helped me a great deal to do all the things that you had mentioned earlier. It feels like a few lifetime ago that some of those things happened.
I love the comment, when you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
Because I think that's so true, because I look back at my life and things that I've done, and I think, who was that person? I mean, I do that just every morning when I go through my closet. I pull out an outfit and say, who bought that? What was I thinking? I couldn't possibly
exactly.
have been the person that purchased that and brought that home. So,
I know
that we are constantly incarnating, not reincarnating, but we are constantly incarnating and becoming new people. And when you talk about having that new information, and I think that that's why I love doing this show so much, is that I'm constantly bringing people new information, new techniques, new keys, new secrets, new technologies, new alternatives to the way that they're living their life and the way they're doing things, and that opens doors to explore and to launch them into places they never knew they could go before. And I know that even in talking to you, it's like every time that I talk to you, it's just like I'm wrapping some magical gift, because there is always so much more that I did not know about you. I mean, I'm looking at your bio, and I thought I knew you pretty well, and I did not know that at 19 years old, 19, I mean, what are people doing when they're 19, that you achieved $1 million direct sale? I mean, in 18 months, that is like you have achieved so much, and beyond your achievements, you give so much. Your heart is so grand. And so when you were little, you know, I want to talk about this incredible website, but I want to talk about you for a minute. When you were little, I know that when kids are small, they say, oh, I want to be an architect, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a prima ballerina. Did you know you were going to help people?
Not in that many words. I remember the first time in math class I learned about, you know, the in mathematics, the positive signs and the negative signs. You know, you put in front of something is positive 1 versus negative 1, or the absolute number is 0, you know, stuff like that. And at that young, I have this thought, I always want to be in the cause side, in the positive side, in the side that I will put positive into the universe. And that's, for some reason, just stuck in my mind. I have no better way to articulate that as young age. I just think that, okay, so what will – I grew up in a Catholic environment. So you know, we were taught to do nice things, good deeds and all that. But it's more than that. It's really about genuinely come from your heart. You don't do it for the acknowledgement, for the appreciation of the sisters, the nuns at school or the parents or anybody. It's really the feeling that you get when you help somebody pick up, you know, something they drop. It's like an elderly lady cannot bend down to pick up whatever, a piece of paper or a coin or something, or, you know, give seat to somebody who needs in the subway and the buses, you know, stuff like that. It's like, it really don't cost me anything, but it has to be genuinely from your heart that you're willing to do that something little, something could be insignificant, but for the person who need it, it makes a big difference in their heart, you know, and that's how I see it, you know, even all through, is how can I make a difference in a little, you know, gesture, a little something I can do, cost me a couple of seconds maybe, or make an introduction to somebody, you know, hook people up on something I may not be able to help, but somebody else that I know may be able to help somebody. So I'm a connector in that way as well.
I love that. I really do. I always want to be on the positive side of life. That is the most half-full glass statement I've ever heard. There are pluses and minuses, and I want it to be on the plus part.
Yeah. I mean, if I have control over that part, yes. But, you know, I still need to handle and deal with the negatives. But if you think about a circle, it's just really no positive or negative. It's all one. It's all the same. It depends on how you see the situation. And that's what I learned, you know, most recently. It's neither plus or minus. It's all good. It's how we handle it, how we see it, is our perspective on things. So I came a long way to have that realization.
That's fabulous. I absolutely love that. And then I want to ask you, because you've worked with so many organizations in a philanthropic way, and I know that you've given so much of your time, of your resources, of your knowledge, and that you have helped people achieve their dreams and goals, and you've helped people in big, big, big ways, and you've helped people in small ways that were invisible and silent. And this is a season of giving, and do you have any recommendation for people of how do you give? How do you decide where to give your time or your resources, or that it doesn't take anything away from you and what you have to be able to share and to give? Can you give advice to our listeners?
Sure. Not too much of advice versus just see what called your heart to, like, pull your heartstring is probably best to describe that. What your value is. For me, is women, children, education, entrepreneurship. You know, those are the things that really pull my heartstring. I remember when my kids and I were talking about what do you want Christmas gifts, right? You know, they are well-to-do kids. They are in college now, so they are well provided for. So they won't really have a long list of things that they want to buy. And we decided we put the money that we decide to buy gifts for each other into a little pool of fun, and we went to Kiva. As a family, we go and find a family that we want to support. So with, you know, like half an hour of, you know, poking around, we finally find a family in Philippines that we want to help. And this is from last year. And the progress that were reported back and the repayment of that loan actually generate a bigger pool of money that we can sponsor another family this year. You know, that's the kind of giving that I love, because it's going out and coming back. It's the circulation of funds, of money and goodwill, right? And then the pot get bigger, and now another family get to enjoy that gift that was given last year as well. So that was one other thing. And I remember there's something called the Operating Santa Claus. It may be a little bit late for this year, but I don't think it's ever late for giving in general. It's just go to your local communities, homeless shelter or churches, and show up. Just ask anything that you can really help on. Maybe it's a lunch counter need help, maybe some cleanup, you know, anything that you really found that affinity, the things that really gives you the joy. You know, then go with your heart. That's the best, you know, recommendation I can give.
That's wonderful. It's interesting that you use the word circulate. Last week we had Reverend Rio on, and I know you're familiar with Reverend Rio. And Reverend Rio was talking about the art of giving. And she was talking about that she doesn't spend money anymore, that she stopped spending money years ago, that she now circulates money. She doesn't spend money. She circulates money.
Yes.
And I loved that idea, and I thought, that isn't that brilliant for those people that are listening to the show that are making New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
That we're making New Year's resolutions you can keep. That's a fabulous New Year's resolution.
Yes.
To
yes.
circulate money instead of to spend money.
Yes. Yeah, I call it investment. It's the same thing, circulating, you know, investing. For me, it's investing on what I value on, like my education. I value on people's, you know, well-being. That's why I do the humanitarian work that I do, because I firmly believe nobody should suffer. You know, we have enough resources. It's the distribution of it. So, you know, when we put our heads together, you know, do your part. You know, the partnership love is really about doing my part and you doing your part, so we don't overstep. We don't have to do anybody else's part. You know, be the change that you want to see. I'm doing my part on world peace, you know, in my world for peace, right? And if everybody, you know, sweep on their doorsteps, like Mother Teresa said, you know, we will have a very clean space to be living in, you know. There's so many inspiring acts that when you pay attention to each day, appreciate the postal employees. I know it's hard during the holidays. I was online for over an hour and a half, you know, to pick up some gifts that somebody sent me graciously. And I can see the tension. I can see people upset. But just be compassionate, you know, for them. They work overtime and not a whole lot of support, you know. And you can always find some little things to be appreciated for, and also appreciate the people who are actually doing those little things. I always, you know, say thank you to my mail carrier you know, little holiday card for them just to show that I really, you know, understand, appreciate what they do, especially cold weather. I don't want to get out when it's pretty cold, and they have to, that's their job. They have to, you know, rain or shine or snow and coldness or hot and then, you know, summertime to deliver a mail. It's not really appreciated much, you know, in these days. So look for that, you know, small opening in everyday lives to be appreciated, the people who provide that for you, and show your appreciation by voicing that to them, and it will make a big difference. You know, you can tell they stand up taller, gives you the smile, and life, you know, it's unlimited life. You can do that too.
I love that. That's fantastic. And then I have a question, just because I'm going to say this over and over now that I've read it. Compassion happens. What is compassion happens?
Well, compassion happens is, you know how when we deal with life, like, you know, shit happens, right? So as compassion. You know, compassion happens is really, we have this community is all about, you know, raising the next conscious business community. You know, business is great. I mean, and economy, business is needed. That's why we have commerce. But yet, the traditional bottom line thinking is not sustainable anymore. You know, we see it over the years in those models is no longer sustainable and working. What about a new model? You know, I'm sure your community is very familiar with the conscious business movement. You know, how can we do good and also have a sustainable business? You know, for me, that's a long-term, more sustainable, more in the, I call it green space. Green space is like growth and development driven. You know, if you go in a community depleting their resources, and that will be the end of it. That remind me of the golden goose. You know, for somebody who are so in short sight mentality, you go in, you harvest what is it? You kill the goose for the golden eggs, and that's it. What if you can nurture and raise that goose, you know, with the resources that you put in, so it can be sustainable and give you the golden eggs forever? Would that be better for everybody around, a more win-win scenario for the community, for the environment, and for your business? Luckily, with the movement the past 15 years, there are more and more evidence showing in these businesses that, you know, this kind of business model is so much better, more long-term and more profitable than the old business model, like you kill the goose, you know, to get the golden egg one shot, and that would be the end of it. That's just not very smart, isn't it?
I love that. I mean, I love creating a new model, and I love looking at the model in a different way. I remember being at a workshop, and the workshop leader, who is a dear friend of mine, Rob Evans, picked up a little model of a fire truck or something, and he held it in front of this corporation. You know, it was a big business company, Fortune 500 company that he was speaking in front of, and he held up the little fire truck, and he said, "Okay, who can tell me what this is?" And of course, you know, the entire room yelled, "It's a fire truck."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Really?" He said, "No, it's a model. If your house were burning down, this would be very unhelpful. It doesn't have an engine. It doesn't have real tires. It cannot help you. This is a model."
Yep.
And, you know, and some models are very effective, like the DNA, you know, or whatever, that we can blow up. And then other models we have to transform, transfigure, recreate, you know, transmute into something new to make it effective in our lives.
Yes,
so
I agree.
I love what you're saying, because I think that that's so true, and especially in the business world. And so how did you come up with Compassion Happens? First of all, I love the title. I think it's my favorite title ever of any company. I'm just, tongue so beautifully.
Well, I can't claim the credit for coming up with that name. I'm a co-founder, and Jessica and Jerry Contes are the founder and CEO, you know, of Compassion Happens. And we met through another organization called Humanity Unite Brilliance a few years back. And we just see it. We just see a need for the business world that has not being served. That's how we come up with, you know, the name. And what's the best way to describe that kind of business model? It's really having the compassion. You know, it's like how to deal with the day in, day out, the understanding. Compassion is the only thing I think is top of the list, on top of the list for any interaction, for any relationship, to be in the space that is safe and inspiring. It's having the compassion for the other person. And we want to have that being, you know, the business name for us. Hence we choose Compassion Happens instead of, you know, Shit Happens.
I love it. Anyway. Compassion Happens for me is the rung on the ladder, because as we are taking these steps closer to this incredible launch of the website, so there are two more steps that I want to talk to getting you to the top of this website. So one is the passion test.
Yes.
And so the fact that you became a passion test facilitator, just it's so in line with your heart and your soul and your spirit and your ability to help people, and you're so driven to help people live their dreams. And so what was it about the passion test? And for those that are listening that are not familiar with the passion test, if you could share a little bit about what that is and what that's like to be a passion test facilitator, because that will lead into this incredible site that you've gifted people for the new year.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. Passion test is a way to really make your daily decision-making process easy and effortless. I've been using the principles in the passion test since I became a facilitator many years ago. I met Chris and Janet Atwood at the same organization, Humanity Unite Brilliance, and decided to give it a shot, to take the test. And the result of the test totally changed my life. I know, in a way, what I like to do back then, but it's kind of like I have all these competing interests in my life, and what should I go to, A, B, or C? What should I do this? Which book should I read? Or what organization should I join? And all that can be very confusing and challenging in terms of making decision on what to go after, right? So after I took the passion test, the test be able to really flush out what my top three passions are. So any decision I am making every day, I will measure up to that three questions of my top three passions. Will this action, this book, or this person bring me closer or away from my passion? I will ask that for my first passion, the second one, and the third. So if they are the yes, I will go with it, and if no, I will take a pass. That's really simple, and that's the power of the passion test. And I'm sure when you have Janet or Chris, you know, to be interviewed in your next show, they can say more on how this is being developed and all that. But to me, the passion test has been such a great tool, you know. And once in a while, I still go back and recheck, are those three still my top passion? And still, hold truth, since 2007. Passions and have been guiding me into all these different businesses and open doors for me and meeting people like you, the people from the St. John, you know, other St. John organization, and ultimately lead me to what I have developed for partnershiplove.com. That's the result of it. Yeah.
You know,
it's so
I love that you're saying that. It's funny because of all of the workshops that are offered all over the world, and I think you and I have the grand privilege and pleasure and, you know, opportunity and unfoldment of knowing so many people doing so many incredible workshops around the world that we have opportunity, like in any given day. We can say, okay, yes, what country and what workshop do we want to do and what do we want to learn? And one of the things that I love, you know, about the community of the transformation is that truly everybody kind of knows who they are. And everybody wants to learn more so they could be more, so they could share more with the world.
Yes.
And so we all have this insatiable hunger and appetite to learn from one another. There is no ego. There is no – we're all so appreciative of each other's gifts and talents. And energy and all everything. I mean, there isn't a single person that I don't meet that I'm not in awe of who they are and what they do. And so, but of all of the workshops that have been offered around the world, the one I wanted to take the most, the one that I was most drawn to and most driven to take was the Passion Test. And years went by, and I seemed to take everything else except for the Passion Test, because inside I really didn't want to say, okay, this is really what you should be doing.
Right.
There was a part of me, like the three-year-old in Toys R Us, just enjoyed running down the aisles and screaming at the top of my head and going loud. It's like, and I knew that when I took the Passion Test that I would say, ah, yes, but that's really your divine destiny and what you love and what you're here to do, and that's really... Every day are you moving towards the thing that really is the thing that you're here to do and what's drawing you most in this world and the calling of your heart. And
it's so awesome, isn't it, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's the same as being in a relationship. It's the same as now saying, okay, yes, you know, I'm willing to, you know, be in a relationship. And I think that, you know, you have not, you know, been yet on the Hourglass Bride, but you're going to be our guest tomorrow, and I was so excited. But I had talked about on Hourglass Bride the fact that I had rented a refrigerator, and when I rented a refrigerator, I was staying in a house, and I was moving around a bit, and so I didn't want to buy a refrigerator because I didn't know how long I was going to be in this house, and I rented a refrigerator. And when I went to check out, the checkout man said, talk about fear of commitment. A refrigerator. It was just one of those moments. And
oh my goodness.
So and so it's the same as, you know, saying, okay, you know, I'm ready to step into this world. And so for the Passion Test, I had finally decided, okay, I'm going to take the Passion Test, and I had made a commitment in my heart to do it. And I wanted to do it with Chris and Janet Atwood, even though I can tell you I know many like yourself and, you know, and like Luann, and I know so many Passion Test facilitators around the world that are brilliant. So wherever you are on the world, if you have an opportunity to take a Passion Test class, take it, don't just go. But at the time, the only class that Janet was teaching in the upcoming months happened to be in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And it happened to be my hometown. I'm from Atlantic City, New Jersey. And not only was it just in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the class was held in the Resorts International Hotel Casino. And never did they have Passion Test classes in a casino. This was the one time ever in, like, the history of all of the Passion Test classes that they happened to have it in the casino. And it happened to be exactly in the casino that when I was 14 years old, I was the opening act.
Wow. See, that's perfect.
That changed my life. When I was 14, I was the opening act for all of these stars. Resorts International was the first casino they had just opened, and the state filed criminal charges against the casino for child endangerment, and I had to go to court. And since then, the laws have been changed because of that case. You can now see minors on a casino stage, like Cirque du Soleil. But at that time, at only 14 years old, I was dancing with the top names in the world, the top celebrities, and I was the opening act, and I was living my passions to the fullest range, and to be brought back to the very space in which I was happiest and most aligned to my passions at 14, to take the Passion Test class, because the universe has such a great sense of humor.
Exactly. I was just about to say,
around the world that had to go to a casino to take the Passion Test.
I think the universe telling a message, right? You got the message from the universe, right?
In my journey and in my whatever, that the universe, you know, would have brought me there. And I know that no matter what, I mean, I took the Passion Test on the way. I got the book, and I, like, tried to do it myself, and it's awesome book. It's an incredible book. It's an amazing book. But when I got there and there were people working with me, taking me through the Passion Test, I was more real with myself and more truthful with my heart and the calling of my heart, and the clarity of what came from that time was the most special workshop that I've ever been to, and certainly one that was life-altering and life-changing. And something that now, even because of that, it has launched me, as we talk about launching, into doing work around the world with, you know, over 100 charities and organizations, and you and I have both been knighted for our work, and it's really in that alignment. So when I was reading your bio and I saw that you were a passion test facilitator, I thought, what a wonderful place and platform for you to help people achieve their dreams and goals, and also for you to create this incredible website on partnership that we're going to talk about in a minute, because it's helping people find their passion in a whole different way.
And yes.
So did you use that information in creating this site? And I know that I want to ask you also about the PAX program, but as the basis of creating a website in which you're making people's love dreams come true, do you say, is this drawing me closer to my love? Is that how you created the site?
It's a very interesting story. I have to start by saying I'm really allergic to suffering, not just my suffering, but people's suffering. So the theme of going back to when you know better, you do better, you know, I believe so. If you have a space for people to come in and be their real self, be their authentic self, that they don't have to play games, they don't have to use the strategies as they were taught through a lot of media, you know, how to date or how to get a guy, how to get a girl, you know, all that. But everything put aside, when you can come from a space of authenticity, it's being most appreciated in any way. I'm sure you have experience when you talk to people. They may say something really fancy, and if they're not with an alignment from the energy and the words that come out of their mouth, you know, you pick up something. We all have that, you know, radar, you know, within us, right? So dating is no different, especially you talking about getting into a space of vulnerability. I remember the creator of PAX, Alison Armstrong, is a great teacher, great friend of mine. She always said, nothing worth having is not coming from a space of vulnerability. I just love that.
Can you say that again? Like, nothing worth having.
Having is not coming from a space of vulnerability.
That's beautiful. And I just, before you go on, just and jump, and I'm so interested in this subject, but there are those, you know, the show is international, so we have people all over the world. And for those that aren't familiar with PAX, can you just do a, you said Alison Armstrong, who's the creator of PAX, and could you just say what PAX is for people, just so they don't get lost in the conversation?
Absolutely, sure. So PAX is the Latin word for peace, and PAX Program Incorporated is founded by Alison Armstrong, and she has been studying men for the last 20 years. And she also has a book come out last year. It's called The Queen's Code. It's actually an online e-book that's through an interactive forum that you can read the chapters, you know, chapter by chapter, and with the interactive videos and interviews that she posted on the website to help you to understand what they have been teaching in the Queen's Code. This is an awesome, you know, way to get to know what the Queen's Code about. We call it Crack the Code for Men. Anyhow, so PAX program has been another program that, like the Passion Test, life-changing for me. I thought I knew about, you know, interpersonal relationship. I do, but yet not in the level of depth that PAX has been training me since 2010. A lot of what it's been implementing in the partnershiploved.com site is actually modeled from the Instinct with Opposite Sex, which is a workshop in a box program. It's an audio program that PAX Program Incorporated creates. What the purpose for having a site like this, for me, is really about answering a lot of the complaints, the upsets, the frustration of people that I had interviewed through my surveys or in my daily interaction of their disappointment from the online dating services that have been provided out there. I respect a lot of them. I think they
are there to provide a result for some people, but those sites are not for all people. What I'm doing right now with my site is really facilitating for the mindful community, people who are really ready to put aside all the BS, really want to get real, really want to date and be authentic in their interaction with the people of their choosing. The site is for all people. You could be, you know, heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual. We don't judge. Love is love, you know, in my opinion. What I want to accomplish here is not just an online dating service. I am creating a community for people to come together and support each other. One of the things that at first I thought, oh, it's a really cool idea. I don't know whether it works, but in my real life, it works. A good friend of mine is currently involved with one of my ex-boyfriend, and it's brilliant. I'm so happy for them. And some people would say, why would you do that? Well, actually, it works out because these are all people that I care about. My ex-boyfriend is a great guy. So happened he's not the right guy for me, but doesn't negate the fact that he's a great guy. He's a great guy for other people. And so happened my other girlfriend, it's just the right match for them, for each other. And we had, when I was in Los Angeles last time, I drove down to San Diego, and we got to have dinner with them, and we just talk about things and say, how great that can be when we can bring our ex relationship, the people that we had, you know, care for and love in the past, and so happen may not be a right relationship or right match for me, that I can recommend them, you know, guy or girl, you know, to my other friends who potentially is a better match. When people can get to that kind of mindfulness, it's really answered a lot of the in packs we call it human animal, you know, that kind of mentality, which is the scarcity, the fear, the we are not good enough for fill in the blank, you know, for love, for partnership. So does that answer your question before I go on?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, for the relationships, and we want to talk about this right now, that you have created a new site that launched Christmas. And I think it's fabulous that it launched Christmas, because Christmas is the time of giving and sharing. And we were talking about at one of the previous shows that when I was a child, and I don't know if I had ever told you this, but that I came home from school and I was crying because somebody had told me that there was no Santa Claus.
And yeah, I remember that.
Hurt. And my mom started to cry, and she said how she felt so sad and disheartened that someone had the need to tell me that, because when you're little, how you saw Santa as a man in a red suit, but as you grew, so did your perspective, and you could see Santa in people's hearts. And so the fact that you would choose this time of year where people could see into other people's hearts, the joy, the magic, the love, the giving, the all of that, the whimsicalness, the song, the angels, the heavens, the community, the all of that, the new birth, you know, the fact that you would choose this very particular time to ring this bell and to create a site in which, as you're saying, is not just about finding your true love or your mate or your partner, but it's creating a community of partnership and understanding in an entirely different way. And that you've done that in such a way that it's people can start the new year with this, as that they can gift themselves this holiday season, this incredible site and this incredible avenue. And the fact that for those that are listening to the show that do not have a New Year's date can quickly jump on this site and meet somebody. But tell me the why now, and what you would like to see happen in the new year with the site and with the people that are joining.
Yeah, I love to. Well, thank you very much. You sum up my intention really well. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. Not too much, you know, the religious aspect of it. It's really about the season of giving. It's really about a new beginning. You talk about the birth of Christ, right? And, you know, with partnership love, it's the new beginning. It's the new beginning of true love in a way to yourself. You can't give what you don't have. Before you find a mate for a partner, you need to be able to love yourself. So use this time to discover who you are, the real you, the one that is bathed with divinity, that are giving, that are lovable, are good enough for you to be loved and be for somebody to choose you as their partner, you know. And so the timing of this is totally aligned with the holiday spirit, the giving, you know, of self, the giving of opportunity. We can be generous of giving somebody a chance to get to know us, right? Put aside the preconceived notion of perhaps what online dating could be for you or the bad experience that you had. What if this is not? What if this is a brand new horizon, brand new way that you can interact with individuals? You don't have to hide behind your imperfection anymore. None of us are perfect, but we are good. We are good enough to be loved. You know, be authentic. Let your authentic self shine. And we are all beautiful. I believe so. And somebody will find you beautiful, but you have to find yourself beautiful first. You know, so with the, you know, approaching of New Year's, people have their New Year resolution. And I'm sure that people had think about, you know, so what one thing or two things that I would love to, you know, resolve and change and grow for next year, you know, the coming 2014. What if it's just a new mindset? You know, be your true self and let the diamonds within you, you know, let it shine. I love that song. Let it shine, let it shine.
So
I don't
pretend
I'm so safe, but
I mean, I love the let the diamonds. You say the most incredible things. I'm going to be taking all these quotes and saying, Harmia, can we put all this on the website? These are just, I'm hoping you'll allow us, because they're just pearls of wisdom that are just
thank you.
Yeah,
all my mentors, the teachers that read books, you know, they have so many wisdom to pass on, and those are not my words. Those are words I learned from them. And Michael Neal always said, you know, he's the author of many books, Super Coach Academy, all that. And he said, you know, we are all diamonds. We are born diamond. We got gunked up over the years, you know, and it's time. It's time, you know, with the New Year's, with every birthdays, you know, people have a little awakening. You know, maybe I need to polish off those varnishes, the things that have been stopping me from shining through, the light that within us to shine through. And that's I learned, take it to heart. And I love his metaphor because it gives you a picture, of shining that gunk out of the diamond, and you are shining brighter and the new year comes. And New Year's always full of hope and possibilities and dreams. And what's the best way? What's the best way to give yourself an opportunity? Give somebody else the opportunity to get to know you, the shiny lights within you, you know. So that's my intention.
I love that. And I love the fact that you can recommend an ex or a friend, because I know for myself, and this can sound narcissistic, but it's just true, that I have met some incredible people, incredible men and incredible women around the world. And so many times I've met somebody and I would think, wow, this man would be an incredible husband, he would be an incredible father, he'd be an incredible neighbor, whatever, but not for me, you know, because so many people are looking for someone to come home to, and
yeah.
I'm looking for someone to go out into the world with. I'm looking for
yeah.
someone to explore, to whatever, but that doesn't mean that person's not like the greatest guy you ever met who just happens to, you know. And for somebody else, he would be amazing. Just, that's just not my vision of a relationship, but for somebody else, that would be exactly their dream, you know. And so I love the fact that you can, I don't know any other site that does it, that somebody that, you know, you've either dated or that you know that you can actually do testimonial and say, this is a beautiful person, and this is somebody that would be, you know, so honorable and so integritous and so devoted and so fabulous, and anybody would be so lucky to have this person.
Exactly. That's the new thought, right? That's the new thinking. But you think about it. Back in the days when we don't live in, you know, big cities with millions of people, we live in villages and clan and tribes that we know everybody. When you know everybody, the way that you behave is really known in the community. So you can really lie, cheat, and steal because everybody knows. So your integrity, your honesty is almost, you know, assured because everybody know everybody. That's what I meant by when you're in the community, you can really dodge and hide and do things that are out of integrity because people will know. Right? So what we do in the site is we create a space for people to really want to be honest. You know, so you don't have to worry about, you know, all the things that we worry about in most dating sites. Like, you know, my girlfriends always say, do you know that guy posted that picture? That picture, like, at least 20 years old. Why would people do that? Well, I said, maybe he thinks he can get away with it. Maybe he doesn't know better. Maybe he doesn't have the training. You know, I don't know all the answers, but on our site we are encouraging, you know, our members to date the pictures. So you are being authentic and sincere about who you are, you know, and people might just love you for who you are, not somebody that is, you know, 20 years before. You know, that person no longer exists, right? That's the other aspect of dating. People generally want to find love. And they are misaligned on their dating purpose and value or deal breakers. So you're ending up, you know, getting to know somebody, and then on the third day, realize you guys are miles apart in your values. It's no way. It's like a Grand Canyon between you guys. You know, then you wasted 3 days. That 3 days could be within a month, could be 3 weeks, it could be any time. And we are busy people. We find time to date. But yet, what if we can focus on people that are really aligned, as you said, somebody to go out the world with, not to come home to? You know, if you know that before the first date, you will save that date, right? Yeah, we don't have time to waste in that way. So when I developed the site, I was very mindful and conscious about scheduling and systematically make the site to be searchable through their dating purpose, deal breakers, and values. You can have a broad search, or you can have a very narrow search to someone who really along the line on the same page with the values that you are going after in a mate. You know, and that will be a good start for a date. Then you can go from there, right?
You know, I love that. And so let's talk about just for a second the, you know, there are so many sites out there right now. And working on the bridal show, I've had a chance to really dive in and to explore some of these sites and the questions that they ask. And then I know that, you know, you're hit with, like, people that have nothing to do with what you said you were looking for, or, you know, people just are randomly saying, oh, pretty picture, or whatever that is, and you know, or a handsome guy, and hitting that. And how is this site, you know, I know, but I want the audience to know, how is this site different for people who are, one, either afraid of trying internet dating? Why is this safe? And for people who have been to other sites and have had that experience where it's just like, you know, target practice or something like that, how do you differentiate this site for those who do have experience, and how do you make it safe for those who this is new?
Well, the way we do it is, I think a lot of sites wasn't really holding people accountable when they are on the site. So people think they can get away with a lot of lack of integrity behavior. So in the site, for all our members, in order to be our members, you have to agree to some guiding principles and membership requirements that we set out for. I don't want to go into all of them, but one of the really simple one is we ask our member, in terms of the code of conduct, observe the four agreements. The four agreements, as a book for the four agreements by Don McGill Ruiz. He's a great teacher of mine as well. And in the four agreements, I'm just going to tell it, you know, to your audience, is the first one is be impeccable with your words, which means is whatever you put on your profile will be honest, will be the best knowledge of the answer that you're going to provide. You're not going to say anything that beyond the impeccable of your integrity, right? The second one is don't take anything personally. So a lot of times when people are dealing with, you know, the dating scenario, it's like, I don't want to get rejected, you know, from somebody. You know, rejection is like the big word of when people want to date. Say, is that really rejection or it's just not a good match? You know, you can see it either way. You can see it as rejection and you feel sad and upset and insecure about it. Or just plainly, it's just not a match. You know, we have how many millions of people that are single, that are eligible and you know, would like to date somebody who are authentic. Maybe that one wasn't the right match for you, right? So if you don't think personally, you know, that will alleviate a lot of the anxiety that people on the dating scenario will experience. Right? And what about making assumptions? You know, there are times I'm guilty of that too. I have to remind myself. You know, it's like, don't make assumption that person did not reply to you right away. But he's online, that little green button said he's online. But why would he? So we come up with all sorts of stories to tell ourselves, you know, that why he's not interested. Maybe I'm not good enough. Or, you know, all those negative tape that we're playing, you know, in our head, right? What is he has a good reason not be able to, you know, reply you, your instant message or your email right away. What if he just forgot to log out when he was checking his message this morning before he go to work in his home computer? It could be many reasons why he doesn't, right, or she doesn't, right? So if you don't take things, you know, personally and not make the assumptions, a lot of this anxiety or people who perhaps having issue in other dating website or personal dating scenario will be lessened a bit. So the fourth one is always do your best. I can always ask myself to do my best or ask others to do their best. If that's the best for today, it may not be enough, which is fine. I still congratulate them because tomorrow with the new information, your best might change. So I can imagine, and you can tell me how you feel about this, is what if people do follow and commit and agree to these four agreements, and four agreements only. Be impeccable with your words. Don't make assumptions. Don't take things personally, and always do your best. What our dating life will be like. Just imagine that.
Incredible. I mean, that would just be... Honestly, that would be heaven on earth. And that's because then you're, like you're saying, especially for those people that are listening to this show that have not ventured into the online dating world, and we talk about there's a safety in this, what could be safer than knowing that the people that you are dealing with, whether they're the right person for you or not, but the fact that they have that much integrity and honor, respect for themselves, respect for you, that at that point you can't make a mistake. You really cannot fall. Whether they're the perfect person, but it allows you to be, it's like a playground for children. You know, the playground is there, and they put, you know, the little fence around the playground so the kids don't run into the street and get hit by cars or whatever. But within the confines of the playground, they can have the best time ever. They can do whatever they want to do, and they, whatever, they have the slides and the games, and they play with each other, and they have this great space and forum in
yeah.
which to create fun and magic. And so to create a place in which, you know, you're not going to get run over by a bus, but instead it's a place that you, where everywhere you turn, there are going to be people you can play with and enjoy
yes.
and have fun with. And I love that concept. And I love Don Miguel Ruiz, is a very dear friend of mine. And I've actually been to Mexico with him, and we've been to the Temple of Heaven and done incredible ceremonies.
Just oozing love. I mean,
he does not have to speak. His
no, absolutely.
His
you're right. Absolutely.
The power and the energy and the work, you know, that he does, the work
yeah.
that his sons are doing. But
yeah.
his
yeah.
book,
I love him.
Agreement, is one of my very favorites of all time. And he's, of course, one of my dearest friends and one of my favorite people on the planet. But I love the
yeah.
fact that you've incorporated the passion test, the PAX program of how to listen and treat people and, you know, all of these keys and elements of a relationship. And then you create a space in which you take the four agreements and say, okay, so before you're even on the site, you are agreeing to be the best person that you can be for you and the most honorable person you can be for somebody else. And in the process of that, by allowing someone to see your true colors, like the song True Colors, whatever, you're going to draw exactly the right person for you.
Yeah.
So I think that's brilliant. So what is the website? How do people that are listening to the show join the website and find it? And, you know, what do they need to do to start their new year in this incredible community? And, again, not just in finding a partner themselves, but if they have somebody that they really think would be a fabulous match or catch for somebody to even share that information.
Oh, I love to say that. Well, first of all, we have a Facebook page. It's called partnershiplove.com. And come feel free to like us and interact with us that way. If you are not single and want to just find out for your single friends to hook them up in the site, feel free to do so as well. And for your single friends, just, you know, refer them to partnershiplove.com, partnershiplove.com, one word. And, you know, what we really want to create here is the community. This is about the best advertising is the word of mouth communication, right? When you see something like a good book, a good movie, a good song, it's human nature to tell your friends. You know, so that's what we do. You know, through the community I have in PAX and you and other friends, the Conscious Mind community, that's the kind of marketing we are generating, the buzz we have. We just, you know, launched a couple of days ago. We had so many hits. I was so excited every morning when I check my, you know, report, and I'll see all these people and the Facebook, you know, people and liking us and congratulate me on the site and, oh, this is great for my brother, he's single or newly divorced, you know. It's just fun to see all the responses, you know, that I get, the support that I've been getting, you know, from different people in my different network and communities. The best way is, you know, I'm on Facebook, the partnershiplove.com. We also post other videos there to stimulate the conversation of dating and the PAX principles and the caveman, cavewoman mentality, how do we tap into the human spirit, which is what the partnership come from, you know, how you do your part and I do my part. And there's a lot of resources on the website would really help people. We post some articles out there that then help you how to write your profile better, what kind of picture men and women are look for in their mates online. So you're not going blind. You really have a lot of support from us. And we will continue having those articles and possibly videos or maybe a little coaching session, you know, online that will help our members, you know, to navigate, you know, on the site and life in general. And that's really my hope and dreams to help people in the new year to find love, to find self, found their own authentic self and let that light shine brighter so people can see you miles away. You know, not just your teeth, but your light within you as well. So thank you so much for me having this opportunity to speak with your listeners on the site and share this time with you.
It's my pleasure, and it's so exciting for me to watch the unfoldment of you. And as I was talking about the ladder and the steps on the rung, and that each one of these steps that you've taken from your philanthropic work to, you know, the passion test, to the PAX programming, to helping people around the world to be able to, you know, create entrepreneurial success for yourself and for others, and then to create this site. It's so, when we talk about something like the passion test working and somebody living their passion and their love and their dreams, and is this moving me closer to what I want to do, I love the fact that you have chosen to create this site and to step into your heart, because this is such a calling for you. And I think that when I look at this site, that compared to other sites, and, you know, we don't have to name all the big sites, but we can say this is going to be an even bigger site than any big site that's out there. But when I look at this site, the thing that's most special to me is that this site has a level of care, which I'm sure comes from your heart and commitment. You are so devoted to making sure that people, the purity in which people live and love, and
yes,
the generosity.
Thank you so much.
You give so much, even in the fact that you say, I'm teaching people how to write their profile, or I'm teaching people how to, you know, post a picture, whatever that is, and that you give so much information of your time and of yourself. And so for those listeners here, you know, outside of the website, for all of your coaching, for all of your work, is there a way for people to reach you? Is the best way for them to reach you through this site?
You can find me on Facebook as Hermia Nelson, and I think there's only one of me on Facebook, so do feel free to come friend me and message me. Yeah, that's the best way.
I think that's great, and it's such a pleasure and such a joy. And then when I'm asking for, you know, the new year, do you have visions and dreams or resolutions or things that you're looking for yourself in the new year?
For me, I've been so focused on this site, and it has been in my consciousness for a while, and it's always true to me, is for people to find love and peace. That's all it is. It's all there. It's within us. It's within our reach, you know. And it just be there for yourself, be your for your family, and enjoy each other's. I'm very happy with that. I will wish that for everybody, and find your love and peace. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. That's so great, and it's so grand. So partnership, love, and it's just the greatest gift when you can look and say, what I'm gifting myself is love, and what I'm gifting to the world is love. And I remember, what was the movie, I Am Sam? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I remember. Dakota Fanning, John Penn.
All we need is love, you know, and but it's really true. And when I was looking for songs that I wanted to post on my Facebook for Christmas, right away I was thinking about Imagine. And, you know, not Rudolph or something, but what came to mind is what I want to post. And so the fact that the greatest gift that we can give each other, our communities, our friends, our families, is love, and that that is what you have chosen to give the world this Christmas and this New Year's, Hermia, is
thank you.
So beautiful and so special. So
partnershiplove.com, May I say one more thing, Nicole?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. This organization and this website is an ongoing, growing, organically organization. So we are not perfect yet. And perfection wasn't what we're looking for, but it's growth and evolution is what we're looking for. So feel free to come check us out and tell me any criticism, feedback that you like, don't like, what works for you, not work for you. Because I see your community is part of my community too. So, you know, mindful people, help me out. I would love all your help and feedback on what can be better. I don't have to do it myself because I have all of you. Isn't that lovely? You know, that's the essence, the spirit of the community, how we can, you know, build a community, and everybody in the community is better off because of it. And I'm so glad you give me this opportunity to be here. And anything I can do for your community, please let me know. So I would love to help. I will.
I so appreciate that, Hermia. And I just want to reiterate that for the, you know, listening audience too. So if you do, you know, when you are on this site and you think, gosh, this would be a brilliant idea for this site, and reach out to Hermia, because we are all reaching one another. And sometimes an epiphany will come to us, whether it's sometimes it's through the voice of a child, like little Dakota Fanning, all we need is love.
I love her.
Sometimes it's in our hearts and our thoughts and our dream. We'll just be looking at something and think, gosh, this would just be brilliant. Or, you know, I would love to share this information, and I think that this would just be so genuinely beautiful and perfect for helping people ring the bells of their heart. And so for all of us, not, you know, just for Hermia, for myself, for all of the people that you've been listening to over the past year and a half and all of the guests that we have, we're all have this insatiable, like I was saying, hunger and appetite for more information and to learn more so we ourselves can become more and share more with all of you. And that is our commitment. And so, you know, the fact, Hermia, that you voiced that for all of us, I want to thank you so much for your graciousness. I'm so excited for this site, and I hope that you will come back on again and keep us posted on the, you know, the people falling in love and the transformation and the connection around the world. And for those of you that are looking for specifics in finding a date for the new year or the love of your life, Hermia will be joining us on Hourglass Bride tomorrow. And please feel free to tune in and to call in and to ask her those questions of really how to make those pieces of the puzzle work. And I'm so excited for that show. But I thank you so much for your time today. And I want to offer you from the bottom of my heart my deepest congratulations on the launch of the site. And I think that it is such a magical, magical Christmas gift to the world. And I'm thrilled that the person that birthed it is you, because I know that you talk about the purity of things, and it couldn't be from a more pure heart than from yours. So I know.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here, and totally a pleasure of mine.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for joining us, and I certainly look forward to seeing you and talking with you tomorrow on Hourglass Bride.
Absolutely. Yes. Happy New Year, everyone.
Love.com. Yep. Thank you, Hermia Nelson. Wow, what a wonderful guest. What a wonderful gift. It's interesting because I went to Partnership Love on my own. I found the site and didn't even realize at that time that it was Hermia's, and it had a countdown that it said that it was going to launch on Christmas, and it had this little beautiful clock and countdown. And I know that I looked at the site and thought, what a beautiful way, instead of like some guy with a construction hat and a little hammer saying, you know, under construction, it literally had almost like the countdown to the new year, the 10-9-8. It had a little clock that told you when the site was going to launch. And I thought, what a beautiful way to do it in the moment in time. And when you look at the site, everything from the colors, from the energy, from the joy, from the beauty, from the passion and the compassion. It's just, it's so exciting. And beyond that, for those of you that are married and are happy and are in relationships, everything else that she was sharing of how to lead an unlimited life, how you're able to give, how you're able to, as she's talking about in the passion test, and I know that I do this myself. If you want one of my secrets or one of my keys to living the life that I have, I do the passion test every single day. When somebody says, do you want to go to this restaurant? Do you want to see this movie? Do you want to go to this thing? Do you want to speak at this event? Do you want to write this book for this person? Whatever it is that people are asking me, I always ask myself, is this moving me closer to my passion or further away from my passion? And by knowing what your passions are, when you lead your life, one, with the knowledge of what your passions are, what your goals, what your visions, what your dreams are, and really having that clarity, and then once you have that clarity and you know what the top priorities are, your top heart dreams are tugged towards, and that you know that with those things that the ultimate happiness unfolds, and there's just such a sense of peace and joy and euphoria and bliss in every moment of your life, and then when everything else is presented to you, by saying, is this moving me closer to my joy? And it was interesting, I was having a conversation with Reverend Rio, who was our guest last week, and I love Reverend Rio. And I was telling Reverend Rio that many years ago, I had a teacher that I was working with, and the teacher had said to me, Nicole, I want you to imagine that you bought a department store. Can you do that? And I said, sure. And he had said to me, okay, what department store did you buy? And at that time, I was living in Manhattan, which is in New York City. It's New York, for those of you from another world, in another country. And Bloomingdale's was what I chose because Bloomingdale's was very big in New York at that time. And so I decided I was buying Bloomingdale's. I was very excited at the concept that I could buy Bloomingdale's. And he said, okay, so you just bought Bloomingdale's, you now own Bloomingdale's. And he said, so what would you put on the top floor of your store? And at that time, it was glassware, it was china, it was something like that that I had. And he asked me to describe every detail of my top floor, which I did. And then he said to me, Nicole, the problem with you in your life is that you're on the elevator and the door opens and it's second floor men's shoes, and you get out. He said, you get out because the door opens, so you think it's about you and your life. He said, but what was your floor again? And I had crystals, glass, or whatever it was that I had. And he said, and what happens is you run into people you know, you help people, you do whatever, and you finally get back on the elevator and the door opens again. And it's the seventh floor now or whatever, and it's the coat department again, you get off. And he said, the secret to your success in your life, and I will never forget this, I was so young when he told me this, and he just looked me straight in the eye, and he said, the secret to your success in your life is when the door opens, and it's not everything you know your life to be about, don't get off the elevator. He said, because one of the tricks of being a visionary is that you see everything. You see everything. Every window and every door is open. And so if you go through every open door and every open window, it's going to take you a very long time to get to where you need to go. That was one of the greatest lessons I have ever learned and that I have ever lived. And so for me, what Hermie was talking about today, stepping towards your passion, is this bringing me closer to my passion? Is this bringing me closer to the thing that I love? And that's really if the door is opening your life, and whether that's in the dating world, as Hermie was talking about partnershiplove.com, her website, where you're saying instead of just randomly dating people or going through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails and pictures, and is there a way in which I can hone that down and decipher and say, okay, what is the trumpet? What is the bugle call? What is the calling of my heart? And if I can listen to that vibration and that resonance of the calling of my heart, and I can hear it, it's like hearing a church bell. You can hear it. Where is it coming from? And if you can move closer to that sound, closer to that vibration, closer to it instead of further away, it becomes louder and louder and clearer and clearer, until soon it's there, just party vibrating your soul. And so whether that's in giving to your communities, where do you want to give, how do you want to give, whether it's in giving to your mate, to your family, to your friends, to your children, finding the right career and path, partnering with businesses like we're going to be talking about at CEO Space and how you do cooperative collaboration, a wonderful way to do business. And so listening truly to that calling of your heart. So I think that what Hermie was talking about today is so important for all of us. And so as we make your New Year's resolutions, and we all make our New Year's resolutions, it would be great, it would be wonderful, it would be stupendous, it would be spectacular if we could start with living our passions and our dreams and stepping towards that. That's a New Year's resolution I can keep. As Reverend Rio said, don't spend money. Circulate money. Circulate it. And I love Lynn Twist always talks about reallocation. Money you were already going to spend for Starbucks, chai, whatever, that you take that money and save a Roy Oak Forest or, you know, help a hungry child. But it's money you've already spent in your mind. It's already gone. You might as well actually have it go towards good. And so when we make those different choices and we step into those different choices, our entire lives can change. And this year, 2014, can be the most magical, special, spectacular year you've ever seen. And your life can open and unfold in a way you never knew was possible. It can launch into really, as we talk about living that unlimited life, the infinite possibilities and the unlimited dreams. And it's interesting, as I was talking to you here, Julia Michael just piped in, and Julia Michael, our very favorite numerologist in the world, and we will bring Julian on at the beginning of the year, and he will talk about the numbers and the vibration of the planet and what you can do to create these great shifts and changes. And again, we've got such an incredible lineup we're starting the year with CEO Space, which is a company that is so close to my heart. And the fact that you can do business, I mean, I have watched before my eyes, you know, millions of dollars worth of business be done. I have watched people get resources and help for their dreams and their visions be launched, a dream that people could have had for 20 years, 40 years, since they were two, that all of a sudden they show up at a CEO Space meeting, and at the end of that meeting, their dream has become realized. It is the most incredible corporation in the world as far as business and entrepreneurs. Of course, then we also have Ivan Meisner, BNI, How to Network, one of the very top companies in the world. We have everything green, from green energy in your buildings, your houses, how to cut costs. I mean, just remarkable technology being done in that area. We have people talking about environment, alternative medicine. We're talking about UFOs, about secret, about space. Amazing, you know, Michelle Caron coming on, again, just bringing us the most incredible astrology information, the line of the stars and the planets, and we will have Don Miguel Ruiz, and as we talked about today, just talking about the Four Agreements and his work, and, of course, everything that he is aligned to in the universe and spirit, and we have so many remarkable guests lined up for in the new year. So this has been, for me, a beautiful 2013. This has just been a remarkable and a special and a spectacular year, and I thank you all for being with me during this journey, during this time of unlimited life. And I know even from my childhood, you know, I say that that's how I live, and it really is how I take the steps in my life. And if you've read, I wrote a book called Empowered that Wayne Dyer and Brian Tracy and Bill Harris and August Mendoza and so many of us were part of the book Empowered. And in the book Empowered, I talk about when I was a little girl, and I think I was around 11 years old, and I took my very first trapeze class. And I climbed 25 feet in the air up on the trapeze, and I was ready to go. And the catcher looked at me, and he said, "Don't reach for me. Don't." Sorry, that's what he said to me, "Don't reach for me." He said, "You know, I will catch you. I am the catcher. That is my job." He said, "It is your job to simply swing and let go." And that was the greatest lesson of my entire life. To today, I've never had a lesson that has manifested more for me. So when I live my life, I don't reach for things in that way of looking to be caught. I trust that I'm going to be caught, but I swing and I let go. And then one of the other things that I share with you as we wrap up the show, as my wish for you is Christmas, is I always talk about reaching, and I'm not saying don't reach, because reaching is the primary principle of being in a physical body. There is nothing stronger, greater, grander, more significant than your ability and power to reach. Let me say that again. There is nothing grander or more significant than your power to reach. The very first motion of the physical body. When you were born, you cried, you found your little voice, but the first physical motion and gift you were given was the ability to reach. You put a baby in a crib, it doesn't roll over yet, it doesn't sit up. Put a mobile above a baby's head and a baby can reach. Somebody looks in on that child, the baby reaches for that child. When that reach gets strong enough, we roll over. When you watch a top spin, it becomes pure light. That spinning motion becomes enlightenment as we learn how to spin and receive and give and receive and give. That power, that motion of reaching becomes enlightenment. And babies don't learn to walk. Watch any baby. They get up, they walk, they fall, they get up. But when someone stands there with their arms open, that baby reaches. And we don't learn to walk. We learn to balance. And so you came in knowing how to reach your goals, reach your finances, reach your love. You have the power and the ability to reach every dream you have ever had and every vision you have ever had. You have the power and the ability, the tools, the secrets, the knowledge, and the know-how to live an unlimited life. And so all of the guests that we have on the show and all of the guests that are coming on the show are bringing the keys that help you remembering and realigning you to reach it all. So I know that this is your year. this is your time for you to step into all of the infinite possibilities and the knowingness of your power, of your dreams coming true, of the manifestations of every calling of your heart. And this is the time for you to lead an unlimited life. And so whatever barrier, whatever wall, whatever hurdle has come your way, it is time to make it a gate and walk through. And you absolutely have the power and the ability to do that. So as we close out this year, I want to thank you all for the most magnificent and wonderful questions, thoughts, hearts, spirits, souls, listenership, all your support, all your letters that you've written me have been so beautiful, and each and every one has unfolded me and touched me in such a profound and such a deep way. All of the guests that we have had this year, one on top of the other, one has been more brilliant, and the other more brilliant, and the other more brilliant. They are the very best in their field. They are the pinnacles. They are the wisdom keepers of the planet. They are the seekers of knowledge, and they have been here for you. They are all accessible. There is nobody that you cannot reach out to. How wonderful. And we just have Julian Michael online, and so we only have a couple minutes left, but I'm going to bring him on because he is my very favorite guest. Julian, welcome to the show.
How are you, darling?
I am wonderful.
Nicole,
we only have a couple minutes. I was just sharing how
seven.
I want to bring you back in the new year because I want you to be able to share the vibration of the new year with all of our listeners. And of all of the shows we have done, Julian, yours has been played over and over and over and over again, and we have more people that have listened to your show, so I know how much people love you on this program.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you're such a blessing, and I'm just a reflection of you, darling.
Oh, well, thank you. We only have a couple minutes left, but when will you please come back in the new year? Because we would love to do a show with you here and on Hourglass Bride.
I'd love to. I'd love to. And 2014, oh, my God,
yes.
We're going into a seven. Two and one is three, four is seven. I want everyone to look at the form of the seven. The seven, right? Look at the parabolic antenna, which is facing the earth. Grounding you, centering you, connecting you with Mother Earth, Gaia consciousness, all this love, all this nutriment, all this nurturing, all this deliciousness. And then you have the arrow. And where's the arrow pointing? To the heavens and beyond. It's important that we are connected with Mother Earth and go beyond the stars. In your projections, in your affirmations, in who you are and who you think you are, because we are the infinite. We are amazing beings, and that's what the seven is all about. Connect with the seven musical notes, the seven colors of the rainbow, the seven chakras. Connect with the seven in its way like you've never had before.
Oh, Julian, thank you. And quickly, because we're going to bring you back to the show, tell us your website so we can follow you.
www.julianmichael.net.
Oh, Mike, Julian, we love you. You were the greatest gift to wrap up the new year. Thank you so much for the blessing of the seven and for you. And to all of our listeners, we wish you a happy and a healthy new year, a wonderful holiday season. And Julian, thank you for being such a magical blessing. What a beautiful way to close out a year with your vibration and love. Find Julian Michael, and we will bring him back for the new year. Blessings to you all.